First coins bearing likeness of King Charles III enter circulation today. By Oliver J.J. Lane on December 8, 2022. A new series of 50 pence pieces featuring the profile of King Charles III are being released through the United Kingdom's network of post offices today. One of many subtle changes taking place in the United Kingdom and across the Commonwealth realms in the wake of the death of Elizabeth II in September. A heptagon cupro nickel coin showing the profile of new British monarch Charles III is entering circulation from today, with some 4.9 million coins being released to 9,452 post office branches through the rest of this month, the Press Association reports. Britons will be able to get coins, if they so wish. By spending money in post offices, the coins will be used to give change. The sculpture bearing the likeness of the king in profile was first unveiled in full-size form in September, the work of artist Martin Kennings. The likeness, which faces to the left, unlike the profiles of his late mother Queen Elizabeth II which faced to the right, and was personally approved by the king. The design has since been miniaturized, turned into stamps and dies at the Royal Mint in Wales, and coins struck. The coin is just the first of a raft of appearances of the king's official likeness and his royal cipher that are likely to appear in British public life and other nations worldwide in the coming years. Other coins and then paper money will soon follow, but so too will postage stamps. The Royal Mail is presently in the process of withdrawing many of its older stamps and replacing them with new barcoded stamps. Yet despite the changeover taking place in the reign of the new king, the new stamps feature the portrait of the old queen. Exactly when new king stamps will be issued has yet to be announced. King Charles is not just the monarch of the United Kingdom. He is also the head of state of Canada, Australia, Papua New Guinea, New Zealand, and a host of other Commonwealth realms around the globe. In time, his likeness on coins, stamps, and military uniforms will appear in those nations too. Although this could take some time, as uniform items like buttons and cap badges may only be replaced with the new design as old ones wear out, meaning a mix could persist for years to come.